The Mustang Sports Network from SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Montclair State University as the Mustangs win 67-55 over the Williams Eves. And joining us right here on the post-game interview is Coach Jackie Boswell as the team advances to the second round of the NCAA tournament. And Coach, wow, what a game. I mean, just a tale of two different parts of the game. Talk about when your team was down 22-6 versus the time when your team came out on top of the end.
Well, you know, we knew the first 5 minutes was going to be tough. You know, just had to get through our nerves a little bit. Got down a little bit further than I'd like to get down, but, you know, I thought our team showed a lot of heart even at the end of that first half. Started playing a little bit more of our game. We needed to keep it fast-paced. We couldn't get into a half-court game with them. They hit a lot of tough shots. They have some great, great players that hit some really tough shots against. I thought our defense was still pretty good. They just hit some tough shots. We just had to keep running them. We had to try to wear them down a little bit with our defense, and I thought we were able to do that and made us successful in the end.
How many players on this team are so good in the fast break? I mean, just you can trust anyone, it seems. And talk about the importance of that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we work on every day. No matter whether you're player one or five on the floor, you got to be able to run. You got to be able to push the ball. I thought we found some really open spots late in that second half that was able to put us ahead.
Your team hasn't been down that often this season. Sam Murray was able to provide to me that only 14 deficits this season. The largest one was by 9. Well, did you have to say anything? This is a very experienced team. Or did you just let your leadership take over with Ty Bender or Kayla Kelly or Kara Harmon or anyone?
Yeah, I think you just got to let – you got to trust your seniors that we've been here before, even though it hadn't been the NCAA. We've been in these kind of situations. It's still a basketball game. So I think you just have to trust your seniors. I thought Ty put us on our back really early in that second half. I thought Kayla Guzak came out and hit a big three to put us ahead. And I thought Kayla Kelly did a fantastic defensive job on 34. So, you know, that was seniors just not saying, no, there is going to be a tomorrow.
Plenty more you'd like to accomplish, but what does it mean in the first game of the program's history to get a win in this game?
Well, it's great. I think we've been trying to do a lot of first things this year and trying to make history, and this is just another one of those notches for us. We want to keep going. We're going to enjoy it for a couple minutes, and now we want to just keep going.
All right. Well, we will see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Coach Jackie Boswell joining us on the post-game show, and now we'll hand things off to Ty Bender here. We got two players here joining us on the post-game show, and Ty, what a performance by your team. Talk about what was going through you and your teammates' minds down 22-6. You're a senior, only been here for 2 years, but still going through the grind of this season. It looked like you were so determined even at that point of the game to get a win.
We knew the first 5 minutes was going to be a little tough for us. So this team has been here plenty of times before, and we just try to keep our composure and keep everybody together.
Indeed. And talk about as well, you're a guard and seeing and understanding how much the coach wants to run. Talk about how you were able, the defense getting back and in transition and able to still somehow weave your way through.
I mean, that's what we do. Our defense, we run in transition. We don't think, this team couldn't run with us tonight, and we saw that on film, so we didn't want to get in a half-court matchup with them.
There's a lot going into this trip. You left earlier than you thought to beat the snow, and to turn back now after one game would have been tough. How sweet is it to advance to the second round?
It's very exciting. You know, I'm glad we're advancing. I don't want this to be my last game. I don't want tomorrow to be my last game, and that's how I'm going to go into the next game.
All right, Ty, thank you very much. All right, now we bring on Sarah Tarbert here. As we continue on with the post-game show brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. And Sarah, what a performance again here today. A little bit different here. Not normally you guys find yourselves down by 16. Yeah. That's been a first. The largest deficit was 9 before.
Yeah.
But talk about, everyone said that you knew the first 5 minutes was tough. Mm-hmm. Were you feeling how tough that was too?
Oh, absolutely. Williams came out. They were making all their shots. It's hard to really get defense going when they're just making everything. But I think once we got into our offense and we really started to push the ball and make our shots, then the defense just kind of came and we wore them down offensively.
Talk about how you seem to, once again, they collapsed on you a lot underneath in the interior. But did the game have to get a little faster for you to get a little bit more of an opening?
Yeah, it took a little bit to get going. I mean, they doubled down really well on me. They took away my little spin move. So, but Ty, I think Ty did a great job getting to the basket, so it really opened things up for us because they would have to come over and help. But I think fast pace is definitely what I prefer.
And this is another win where it seems that every player had a hand in this in some way.
Yeah, Kaylee Guzek hitting that three. That was a big game changer when we took the lead, and Kayla Kelly converting on the and one. So it was just a team win, and I think it says a lot about how much we really want this.
All right. Well, Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The Mustangs advance to Saturday. Special thanks to Coach Jackie Boswell, Ty Bender, and Sarah Tarber for joining us on the post-game show. Of course, they play tomorrow. The winner of Montclair State and Regis. Stay tuned to GoMustangSports.com to figure out the opponent. We will be on the air at 6 o'clock with a start time of 5:50.